All right, Patrick DeHaan joining us, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, you know, in your recent Gas Buddy report that you send out every Monday, you had an interesting line in your press release basically saying you haven't seen gas prices fall like this. Heck, even when we were in the Great Recession, you didn't see gas prices fall like this. And obviously the coronavirus affecting it very, very much. What? How can you just put this whole thing into context for what we're seeing right now?
Well, you know, it's just unprecedented. You look at some of the metrics that we've seen. We've seen some big decreases like what we're seeing now. But to see them at this pace, I mean, we've really never in the history of modern automobiles never seen a drop off in demand like this. You know, during 9/11, people slowed down, but they still had jobs to get to. Now we're all kind of locked down, and it could be this way for weeks, if not longer. So we're truly at an unprecedented drop in gasoline demand, and that's feeding a big decline in what we're seeing with gas prices across Indianapolis.
One thing I did see that you noticed that you wrote in there is that gas stations are passing along the drop several weeks behind, and there's more room for prices to drop. Mm-hmm. When you say several weeks behind, what do you mean by that?
Well, gas stations are selling through their pricier inventory and then refueling with lower price inventory, and then even after that, they pass the decrease along a little bit slower, just depending on the level of competition. Gas stations are doing very well right now by passing those decreases on a little bit slower than what they're faced themselves. So it's a terrific time to be a gas station owner. That may only last a couple more weeks until prices are at their bottom. But that's how we know that we have a long way to go yet. Average prices in Indiana could drop another 50 cents a gallon, maybe even more than that. And that could put some stations very close to that double-digit per gallon figure, that 99 cent a gallon figure.
You, on Twitter this morning, you said the odds of seeing one 99 cent per gallon gas price within Indiana is 45%. How did you arrive at that percentage?
Oh, I got my dartboard out this morning and just start. No, it's an imprecise calculation, but that's kind of a gut shot compared to what we're seeing right now. Indianapolis taxes are a little bit higher than some of your neighbors. Ohio's gas tax a little bit lower, Michigan's gas tax a little bit lower, and right now at least across Indianapolis, some of the lowest prices still in the 140s. So odds are just a little bit lower in Indianapolis, but I would point out that a lot of the Great Lakes states are ahead of our counterparts in the South that usually beat us on low prices, including Texas, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Some of the mainstays in the nation's lowest prices are being beaten by Great Lakes states.
And when do you think these prices will go up, or can you ever even look into that? Because it's just we don't know how long this is going to last.
Well, it's basically it. We don't know when demand is going to come back, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Michigan going to be announcing later today that they are going to be on lockdown as well, joining other states. Here in Illinois, we're already on a shelter-in-place order, Ohio as well. Michigan will be joining. So it's not looking like demand is going to rebound anytime soon, but when it does, that will hold the key to when gas prices go back up.
When you look at Indiana, obviously prices are more, you know, expensive in Indianapolis as opposed to some of the rural areas. Like out in Merrillville, it's $1.29 right now. Any reason for why maybe gas prices are cheaper in the rural part of the state as opposed to more of a metropolitan area?
Well, you know, it comes and goes. It really, all it takes is one gas station to lower their prices a little bit faster to buck the trend. So it could pop up anywhere. It could be in Indianapolis. It could be in a rural area. It doesn't really, there's not a whole lot of rhyme or rhythm behind who goes low. It can show up really anywhere.
And what advice do you have to give to people who maybe need to fill up? Because there are still people out there who do need to travel.
Well, don't be in a rush to fill your tank. Prices will continue going down. But if you do need gas, shop around. In Indianapolis, we're seeing the average price $1.82, but it's certainly much easier to find a station that's at $1.50 or less. Some of the wholesale clubs at $1.49, that's almost a full 40 cents lower than the average. Or there's some stations still dragging their feet at $2.39 a gallon. Really a very wide open price spread. So don't overpay.
All right. He is. Last thing I wanted to ask you. We've talked about price cycling a lot over the last year or so. Are you seeing gas stations price cycle as much as they normally do, or are they not doing that as much?
No. Well, whenever prices are in a full decline mode like this, where stations still haven't passed along the drop, this price cycling will not happen for at least a couple of weeks until they fully caught up to the bottom in price. Then that price cycling will take back over once things are static. But as long as their wholesale price is actively falling, it delays that price cycling tendency simply because gas stations have so much room to fall.
All right. He is Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, as always, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.